more or less. But if there's enough interest, we could make some more. And I think that together with posters and packaging, they would be a little bit more 10 euros a piece.
So. They were about 7, 8 euros. It was about 7, 8 euros in the cost, and so then the shipment on top of that. So probably 12, 13 euros, I guess, if it's US or whatever.
So how many people would be interested in that?
You got more.
He wants more. Was that 5 fingers, Jürgen? Did you want 5 t-shirts?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, then it's worthwhile. Okay. Now we will shut
up. Marc Olivier wants one too, he just posted.
Okay.
So. And another one whose nick I don't recognize. That's 6 fingers from Marc Olivier.
Okay.
Do I hear 7?
It seems
7.
There's a t-shirt shortage under Linux audio developers. Remember this for the future conferences. T-shirts. Okay, then we have still some copies of the proceedings left. You would do us a great pleasure, if you don't have one yet, to buy one to cover our costs for making them. The same goes for the little program booklets, which of course by now have lost their usefulness. But still, they're very nice. It has a very nice poster, penguin on the front. There's a very nice map of Berlin at the back. And all designed by our designer, who made also the really nice t-shirt, so it will fit with your t-shirt. And you can bring it home and show your friends. I was at this conference. They will be discounted now, so you can buy them for just 1 euro, and you will really help us out to cover the cost of printing them. Same goes for these posters, which you have seen around. They are really nice, they are handmade. Wilm Tobin, together with his brother, printed them himself. And they go for a discounted price of 3 euros from 4 o'clock on. Please buy them, we still have like a bunch of them, quite a lot. They're really nice, and you need to put something on your wall, so why not this poster? Okay, that was it for announcements, I guess. I forgot something. There was a prize promised for decoding the B format. And we have a very close tie going on between the SuperCollider faction and the PD faction. Surprise, surprise. I believe it's just a question who has the first network connection. Because the prize was to post it on the wiki how to do it. I guess we know the answer after the discussion. Then we look in the history of the wiki and see who was first, who traced it back to your personal VPN account. So we know. Okay. Just to remind you of this. But I believe the SuperCollider faction is not in the room, so you have an edge there. Okay, then about this future of the LAC or of the LAC or the Linux Audio Conference. I think somewhere in December on the Linux Audio list, a discussion started, and I think funds. But the discussion started, and someone asked, well, who decides where the next LAC will be? Who decided that it would be in Berlin? And this was, of course, a very good question. And unfortunately, I was too tied up into organizing the conference that I could not really find the time to answer. But I noted it and said, well, we really should discuss this on the conference. But we would like to discuss this starting from a point where everyone knows, okay, how did the luck come into existence? Because I don't think everyone is aware of it. And also, what do we think the luck should be? Like, what are like the goals of it? And from there start a discussion. So I first ask Frank to start talking about how the luck came to be.
Thanks, Mari. By the way, the order is slightly flipped. I think after the mission statement, we'll first go with what's next year and then do this discussion for the years following it. That's okay for you?
Yeah.
Okay. For those who don't know me, my name is Frank Neumann from Karlsruhe, and together with Kurt Stipper and a large staff, we organized the LAC in the first 4 years, 2003 until 2006. And I'd like to show you in a few slides what it became in the last few years. Okay, so these slides are first a short history of the LAC, then a mission statement, which Kurt will explain, where we're trying to write down what we think, what makes the LAC so special, and what we, as Marius said, want to keep. Then what will be next year? Big question mark. And what will be after that? Okay, the prehistory, in a very few words. We have the Linux Audio Developers mailing list about since 1999, I think. I joined 2 years later. In 2001, we started showing Linux Audio software at the Linux Tag event, which took place in Germany since, I think, 1995 already. First in the University of Kaiserslautern, then it moved to Stuttgart, then it moved to Karlsruhe, and each year we gathered 5 to 10 people with all our equipment, sat down there and demonstrated software. Had people fixing problems and were having a good time. The disadvantage was that doing this for 4 days straight, from morning to evening, from 9 to 6, this leaves little time for our own work and our own fun. So we just really sat there, talked until our throats were sore, and that was almost all of it. And at the end of the show, we all went home, and that was it. So there was little time really to exchange experience. So the idea was quickly born, let's meet somewhere, let's try to have a place where we don't have to present things all day long, but have also spare time to do other stuff. The initial plan that I had on my mind was rather a hacker meeting. This is really what I have in mind today. Like, take a bunch of geeks, 20 or 30 of them, lock them up in a room with all the machine and gear, and see what comes out after 4 days or 2 days, whatever. That was the initial idea, because I used to organize similar events about Linux M68K development back when I studied. Okay, this was the idea, but when Matthias Nagorny from SUSE and I were both looking for a possible place to do this meeting, we both approached the ZKM at the same time, and he was a little faster than me, and he found the Institute for Music and Acoustics, and there he soon came up to Kurt Stipper, and then from there it started. So in 2003, the very first conference at the ZKM in Karlsruhe, we already had live audio streaming at that time. We had the internet cafe stuff. It was all a bit chaotic, but it worked. And we had massive delays in the very first evening. I think we came to our restaurant 1 hour late, but this is normal for a first event. It has got better since then. 2004 brought some changes. We began with real serious concerts at the Kubus of the ZKM, a very nice building, similar to the Tesla Kubus, where many of you have been perhaps on Friday or Thursday evening. Saturday, right. We introduced the proceedings, that means a PDF version, and also, of course, the printed version, which could be purchased at the conference. We had a conference CD in that year, and we also had those nifty posters and flyers or small postcards, which were distributed all over the pubs in Karlsruhe to make some local advertising for it. 2005 was even more extended by live audio and video streams with our trusty stream team, as they've been doing this for 3 years now and still do it and still seem to have some fun, I hope. we also introduced the paper review process, which means collect a bunch of people from the community and ask them to review papers, give their rating, so that we have that we involve the community in deciding what goes in and what perhaps is not fit for the conference. Normally everything was, almost everything was accepted, but there was still a chance to say this is not clearly not fit. And also in 2005, the Linux Sound Night was done for the first time, which means just giving people a chance to do some jamming, write electronic music, something less serious than in the Kubus, where the lights go down, everyone is silent, and then you really listen to pieces. The Linux Sound Night was rather a thing of having a good beer, having a chat, and listening to some electronic or ambient music. 2006 marked not very much changes, but we simplified our concept. In 2005, we had, I think, about 35 papers, and it was too much for 4 days. There was too little spare time left for the individual meetings and hacker sessions. So in that year, we had less categories, and the whole concept was a bit trimmed down, which I think was a good idea. This year, I think we have grown a bit again, but still, we have lots of workshops, which is also a very nice change. I think that was almost my part. Okay, the next part now I will hand over to Gert Stipper. This is what we have come up with last year, which was drafted only, but with what we think makes the ZKM so the LAC so valuable and why it should stay.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so as it is written here, it's really only a draft and open for more ideas. And we wrote it down 1 year ago in the moment when the conference was transferred from Karlsruhe to Berlin. And yeah, and just as a sort of a brainstorming what for us makes the conference and to have some sort of continuity in the conference. And also, maybe some help for future organizers. This so-called mission statement comprises 7 topics, and I just will briefly introduce those topics. Topic number 1, the main goal of the LAC, bring Linux audio people together and especially bring them together in person at the same place. While the whole year they are talking through IRC and email and so on. And who is the Linux audio people? Developers, of course, but also users, composers, musicians, and also people that do not yet use Linux audio but are interested in coming in contact with it. So topic number 2, the LSE shall be as free as possible. That means free as in free beer. So free admission for all the talks, workshops, and so on. There's the exception of the concerts we always had not for all concerts, but for some admission fee, because otherwise we could not manage it financially. Same here in Berlin now. Free rooms for several meetings, workshops, free internet access if possible, and last but not least, the conference material should be available for free. This means it is available for download, usually after the conference. I think here it was already put on the server on Thursday. Topic number 3, this concerns now the freedom the freedom in speech, how to say. The LSE shall be open to style and taste. The conference covers a wide range of topics, and so it should be limited only through some keywords which we named here. So each contribution should in some way be related to at least one of these keywords, Linux, audio, and open source. This applies not only to the talks, but of course also to the music. There should not be a preference of any kind of music, but it should include, for example, academic electroacoustic music as well as more popular music, as Frank indicated already. 4th topic, quality control. So we have on one hand this freedom of speech, but we have to make sure that we have good results also. And this is for the paper track, we have the review process, and for the concert track, music jury that decides what is going to be played in the concerts. And fifth topic involves those who cannot come in person. So the first topic was, of course, to gather the people in person, but nevertheless, it is important also to have to not exclude the internet people that cannot come. That's being done through downloadable presentation materials. Then, of course, the live audio video streaming and the possible feedback through IRC. And after the conference, the downloads of recordings and proceedings. I'm coming to the end. It's the last slide now. Sixth point is more technical requirements. So, everyone who wants to run the conference needs to have appropriate facilities, of course, infrastructure, manpower to manage all events, concerts, talks, and everything until info booth and moderation, and so on. Last topic, we called it here added value, is a list of things that we think is not essential for the conference, but nevertheless good things. First, the printed copies of the proceedings, and then additional material like conference CD, we had once, conference posters, and maybe more important, that you have some resources to invite speakers and musicians. So that was all for the moment. As I said, it's a draft only, and it's of course open for discussion also. So if anybody thinks we should change this or that, maybe that's a good point also to discuss this here. But now I give back to Marije from the next one.
Actually for next year we have one candidate who is willing to host the conference next year. And so imagine a drum roll here. It's Martin Kumori and Frank Wagnacht from Cologne have shown serious interest to host the conference next year at the Hoeshoogschule voor Medium. I invite them to say some words towards that.
Yeah, thanks, Maria. My name is Martin Mori. I talked to the institution where I'm working. I'm teaching at the Academy of Media Arts in Cologne, Kunsthochschule für Medien. And I talked also to other people, such as Frank Wagnacht, whether we could imagine to propose to offer the possibility to have a Linux Audio Conference 2007 in Cologne. That's what you can expect, of course. We've got the Academy of Media Arts in Cologne, Kunsthochschule für Medien, KHM for short. That is part of our newly established building, was opened in 2005, I guess, so not too long ago. That would be the main hall for the lectures, just to give an impression. Just a few words to the institution itself. We've got four departments in the school. It's divided into media design, media arts, film and television, and art and media studies. The first three departments can be selected by the students as as the main direction of their studies. The fourth one is more the humanities, which is targeted at all the other departments. That's one example of our facilities. It's also very newly established moving images studio, with completely closed source software systems, of course, large Pro control there, Dolby license, everything else. But we have also PlanLabor, that's where I'm working. It's an open experimental laboratory, and it's situated, it's part of art and media studies, so it's part of the humanities section of the school. We do their typical open source projects, open source teaching, like the Open Source for Art seminar series, OSFAR in short, where this sound installation OSK of the Schaltkreis came out of it, which was presented yesterday. We do workshops like PD, Super Collider, everything you can imagine. And we also did Linux installation parties, usually the 11th of November when the Carnival in Cologne starts as a contribution. We do also do do-it-yourself electronics at the school. There's a closely related interface lab. And in summer term, we are currently planning a do-it-yourself workshop for building an Ambisonics microphone, as Franz Adrian Jansen talked about. That would be Klanglabor. You can see the other face there doing a PD workshop, Frank Barknecht. And that could be the room for workshop sessions. For example. Okay, the music program, I already talked to two artists, Matthias Wittel, it's the guy with the trombone there in the middle, and Sven Hane, who's not on the picture. They do for several years now an arts music festival, Frischzelle, festival for improvised, multimedia improvised music in the broadest sense. And they offered to be the concert partner for this conference if it takes place in Cologne. So you can use their history, the well-known established Frischzell Festival around Cologne, regionally established, internationally unfortunately, but afterwards maybe. So the organizers team, main organizers for 2008 would be Frank Barknecht and myself, hopefully many, many helpers. Everybody is invited to think about that. The date, of course, still to be determined, but I guess around March, April 2008. That's the offer so far from our side, and I don't know who decides whether it will take place or not. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Martin. I don't know, I mean, I don't know if there's any other institute who says, well, I'm really, really sure I can host this next year. No one stands up and shouts, yes, I do. So, but for the following years, we need to find a way to how to plan where to organize the next conference. A possibility there is to say, okay, well, we want to open it up, so in the next year we will send out a bid call for hosting the next conference or a future conference. And then the main question will be who will decide who from these offers gets the conference? And this is mainly what we want to open up. I guess this is a good point where maybe someone from the audience wants to comment on this.
So, questions, yeah.
Can I just make a suggestion? I love the conference. We want to keep coming back. My big question is I'd like to know where America fits in to the Linux audio world as far as importance. Because I think there's a huge disconnect. And either it's because things aren't moving fast enough and we're entrepreneurs in America, or Linux audio developers in the community doesn't understand where America fits in. Maybe it's not important. If it's not important, then, you know, next question. But my only suggestion, and I'd like to know the answer to that before I leave, the only suggestion I have is that, can you not make it during Winter Music Conference? The whole world of electronic music is converging in South Beach at the same time. And I had to make a decision where to go when I came here. But it was going to make harder and harder every year for us to continue to, you know, I can only be in one place at one time. If you could just make a consideration that you have it not when the rest of the world is meeting in Miami, you could maybe open up more people. This is a great platform, and I would like to have more people involved. But I don't know where I could fit in as an ambassador for your conference in America. So the two things is, I'd like to know where America fits in the big picture to the developers in this room, and what importance that plays, if any. And if there is an importance, don't book it against the biggest show in the world.
For next year.
For next year. I mean, for this year, to find a date for the conference was mostly also dependent on when we could get rooms in the university, which was only possible in like the...
I understand, but for next year.
And we need to be aware of these other big happenings. I mean, I myself am aware of several, like the ICMC, the AES conference, but I'm not aware of big American-only meetings, and, or that are maybe in another, like, maybe not in the computer music area.
I know 150 Europeans that do not come here, that I get convinced to come here because they're curious. But it's competing against their number one destination every year. They have to, they're not going to give up going to Miami to come and live, to come to Berlin in the middle of winter. I just want you to be aware that your biggest problem with more attendance for people who could care that make dance music around the world. This is a world thing. No Americans are going to come except me. But the Europeans I talked to, they wouldn't come to this because it's...
I am just saying that we need to know, because we're all working in different parts of music, in parts of music, so we somehow need to know about all these other big music-related conferences, so we can try to avoid them.
What's happening in Miami?
The
music conference is the biggest electronic dance conference for the world. Anyone makes electronic music.
There's a remark from IRC or from Europe?
No, it's just a personal remark in this case. I just wanted to, excuse me, what is your name?
That's Ronald Stewart.
Oh, hi, Ron. I'm Jan, I'm from Germany, and I would like to comment that what might seem a very Eurocentric approach to Linux Audio, since this is called the Linux Audio Conference, it is merely, I think it's a historical coincidence, because there happened to be a team of people who would invest a lot of time, if seen Gert Strunk and others, and it just came to be. And I think it should be understood in a way to imply that the center of Linux Audio has to be in Europe, in no way. It's just that it happens that here's the network and the people who know each other and the institutions who can support this in a way that's just very practical to do it here. And I think there is absolutely no reason why it should not eventually move to another continent, or why there shouldn't be other Linux audio conferences, like, for instance, going with LCA in Australia at some point. So I think this is not a discussion about where we would see, you know, the world focus of Linux audio, not at all. And it's just something we might consider as an extension and not as either or, either it's America or Europe or somewhere else. Thanks.
A remark from IRC?
Dave Phillips from Ohio. I just wanted to mention that, well, I guess Dave's been here. He's from the States. But he wanted to remind that. Just mention that it's not America, but the USA, and that Microsoft is far more dominant presence in the States, and that makes a difference. That Linux is simply not so present here in the States, especially in the desktop, and European Linux awareness is more homogenous.
Okay, I will hand on the microphone to Paul Davis, who was next in the room.
I was going to say two things about that. The first thing is that there are obviously large events going on all times of the year. And for example, next week, the Music Messe is happening in Frankfurt, which is, the issue of which other events you might be competing with varies a lot, depending on who you consider your target audience to be. And if, for example, one was trying to convince some existing software vendors to consider doing more stuff on Linux, or to consider various hardware vendors to be more involved in Linux, then tying in with something like the Music Messe, which this more or less does, is actually a very smart idea, since it's the largest music show on the planet, and it goes on for an entire week. It's not exactly close to Berlin, but there's a large number of people flying from all over the world to actually be in Frankfurt, who I suspect, were they sufficiently interested, would probably be here. I think it's also worth remembering that I think Itzo mentioned last year that he would potentially have some interest in hosting this in the US. I don't believe he's, that's come to fruition at this point. But I think to echo what Dave said, I mean, my perspective is that Linux is, there's a lot more interest in Linux in general in Europe than there is in the US. And I worry that if, I'm not saying we should not hold Linux in the US, because I would love to avoid flying across the Atlantic at night. But if we do move it to the US, I think it will actually be much harder to find an audience that has the same level of interest as we do here. Not saying that I think it would be impossible, but I think it involves a lot more work. And the one other issue in the US is I think actually finding the right location for it is actually much more difficult. You know, the US is significantly larger than Europe, depending on how you define Europe. And I think figuring out East Coast, West Coast, large city, a good university that is not near a large city and so on, is actually all quite hard to work on. Whereas in Europe, I don't think it makes a huge difference whether this was held in Karlsruhe or in Berlin or in Cologne or anywhere else. So.
Fernando?
Most of the comments I've already made, but maybe if someone here knows of an important event in this time frame, they could email the current organizers, and maybe a short calendar could be set up for the next year or the year after. But that doesn't guarantee anything, because as you said, it depends on dates that the organizers themselves can have access to, and so on and so forth. So it might not be possible to avoid all conflicts. Okay.
Hi, do I have to introduce myself? Steve Pickles, Australia. It's slightly redundant point, but the idea of talking about, this idea of having like one world conference, it seems to be coming from a mindset of different kind of conferences that have an audience that have like a lot of funding, and flying from one country to another is not really so crazy, but this is like Linux Audio. I mean, why would you even imagine having like one world conference for this, you know? Surely, I mean, Europe is connected enough that it makes sense to have kind of a Europe Linux Audio conference, but even considering the possibility of moving the entire conference to another country and maybe just switching which country it was in each year, that's insane to me, in case it doesn't sound insane to anyone else. So I don't see any reason to have against having a European Linux Audio conference and an American Linux Audio conference, and I mean, okay, you're going to miss a little bit by not being at one, but everything streamed online and so on. I don't know. That was just my point. Redundant.
Maybe I may just say a few words myself now. Jörn gave a personal statement, so I'll try to do the same. The conference is still pretty small. Look at this room, and there's clearly no room for having two different conferences. Maybe local ones like the LinuxConf AU, where they have their own small sessions. I think even these ones are rather small. Right now, in the last years, we never had an offer to move the conference somewhere else. I think in 2004, because it's more internal, meeting with some of the regulars and asked them, how do you think about this? And I believe it was Dave Phillips who then said, no, don't move it. Leave it where it is. You have the infrastructure, you have the nearby Frankfurt Airport, everything. Traveling is pretty easy. So he was against moving it. Then, of course, at some point we thought it would still be a good idea to move it just to let others organize it, bring in some new impulses, new ideas, before we get it to our own rails and sticking there forever. Last year we had one offer, last year in March we had the offer from Martin and Frank Barklich to do the next conference. Last year already, right? It was, when did we start? It was, one month ago. I think it was earlier. Yeah, right. So at that point it became clear that it could be moved, but that was the only applicant to hold it. I think Martin said there's a comparison to the some PD conference, where also two different parties, independently of each other, organized the next one without talking, and suddenly they had some clash about who is allowed to organize it. What they did, they could resolve the conflict internally. There was no need to have a committee or a board of directors which collects requirements and checks the sites, so they just do it on this on their own. And I think, personally, I would love to keep it like that, having no bureaucracy and no big politician politics inside this group, but just rather see if there are several groups or individuals willing to host the conference. Let them talk and let them argue and see if one of them says, okay, yours is better than ours. But for now, we really just have one follow-up, which is the Cologne next year. After that, eventually the conference might evolve much more than we think, and suddenly we might have five different groups who are willing to host it. Right now we do not, and until we do, I think we are safe the way of just resolving problems on a human level, rather than on a particular.
I think one of the reasons also to move the conference, or there are several reasons. One reason is that it spreads the workload of organizing it. It's a lot of work. Frank and Guts didn't totally warn us. I think it's the same 80-20 rule kind of thing. You start a project, you think, oh, this is going to be fun. And once you get to it, you realize it's a lot more work. Which is maybe also the reason you have to underestimate it, otherwise you never start something. So I think it's good. One thing is spreading the workload. The other thing is, and I think also that's what we were able to do in Berlin, it makes it possible to reach a new audience, because you always have like people living in a local city where it's being hosted, who would not go to another city but for a conference like this. But if it's like right next door, they take the effort to have a look and see, and especially if there's a possibility to try stuff out, they will come. And so that is a way to enlarge the Linux Audio community. But just maybe someone else wants the next comment.
I didn't mean I merged two comments together and I spun the conversation away from what I wanted to talk about. My only recommendation was the Winter Music Conference. Stop. End of conversation. I don't want this in America. I really want to come to Europe. I love it. I love getting out of America. I loved coming here and doing different things. I don't see it happening in America. So let me end of that conversation. Didn't want to have four responses. I'm curious though, as this is the question that I have, where does America, or the United States, Dave, where does the United States in the tipping point of pushing this to a bigger audience away from Mac and Windows audio users? I interface mostly with Mac and Windows guys. Where does America fit into the minds of the Linux audio people in this room? Where does the United States fit in as far as proliferating Linux audio further to a bigger audience? And the reason why I have this question is I'm a Mac Pro Tools instructor. I beta tested the first Pro Tools. I worked for DigiDesign. I worked for Opcode in the 90s. I had a remixing career. I left an OS X and Mac and Pro Tools. because I really was interested in getting another platform started, and Linux was the answer. Every person I deal with doesn't know about Linux in America. Every person I show how awesome Linux Audio is will not leave me alone, and they're upset that the rest of the world will not tell them, here's the information of America country, and that now they're like, I'm so pissed off that I spent money and the stuff's better and you guys are cooler. So they're always asking me, are you kidding me? I just wish I could figure out. So I just want to help let the United States know, but I don't know what the priorities are for the core. That's my question, is where does the United States fit in with getting the word out about how awesome Linux Audio is? That's what my question was. Thank you.
I don't think I have an answer in mind, because I don't think the question is very clear, because it's Linux Audio is not a secret. It's not being developed at Europe only. I work at Stanford University, California, and I use Linux every day for teaching. I manage Planet Kernel, which is a repository. Paul Davies, I think, lives where do you live? Here in Europe now?
Sorry,
just kidding. Where do you live? Okay. So, how we can convey the message within the States, I don't know. I mean, it's there. People have to also be a little curious and find out. Obviously, I can, for example, publish a full-page ad in the New York Times or something like that, which would do something.
Well, what I mean is that we have to attend conferences.
By default, we have to attend conferences and trade shows, and we go to a lot of what's called a producers conference, where if you're a rapper or a DJ, you have thousands of conferences, and all the people who go to those, like this conference grew out of, producers who make music, engineers who don't have their own conference. Well, those are starting to spawn and pop out in three or four times a year in America, where thousands of producers in home, what we call project studios or home studio recorders, mainly guys who are mainly producing hip hop, unfortunately, but their heart's in it, and there's thousands of them that show up to these. And all I'm doing is writing down websites the entire conference to show these. Just look at the screenshot, man. I know it's not Pro Tools, but take a look at our door, take a look at see what's going on, and they're in love. There's these new people, they're like, I'm blown away, and they just don't know how to get to the next. That's a huge introduction to them. That's a lot for them to absorb. And what I notice more and more and more is if we could tap into this energy. They're excited, they want to use it, but they don't, it's not there yet. There's a disconnect in America. Everyone thinks it's OS X and Windows. And I just want to help.
Yeah, I just wanted to remark that you've shown where the need is in the United States for such a conference. And I think, listening to your arguments, it is very clear that there should be a working group trying to, you know, get something like that done in the United States and start evangelizing them to the cool way of doing audio. But still, I think that is at least somewhat orthogonal to the original topic of this discussion, since we should now be mainly focused on developing this particular conference. And I think at this point, moving this conference to the United States might not be the appropriate way. Instead, we should some fork or multiply this thing and have another conference at the States. But to get this discussion, maybe we're a little bit back on the track of where the next year's conference or what it's going to be like. I think we should maybe a couple of guys you should get together and make plans for a conference in the States. And I think it'll be a pleasure for many people involved in organizing former conferences to help with their experience and to get something started there.
We get one more comment from Paul Davies.
I want to echo what you're saying, because I think that's really good.
it struck me when we had the slides that I think Gerd's presented. I don't think I saw evangelizing Linux audio as one of the goals of the of this particular conference. I'm not saying it's not a good goal. I think it's a great goal, but I don't think it's ever been one of the goals here. We don't get lots of walkthroughs at the conference of people who just come in to play with equipment. And I think there is a role for somebody figuring out how to do that, and it's probably at the kind of events that Ron's mentioning. I'm not sure it's at this kind of event, which I think had the number one, the goal at the top of the sheet was bringing people who are in the Linux audio community together to look at what we've been doing and so on. And I think that's a really critical goal. I think it's notable that we don't have that much technical content presented in these meetings that is brand new. We're all on mailing lists. On IRC, we download new packages or whatever. And in general, the technical presentations here don't serve a huge role in terms of informing people, but they do, the whole conference provides a reason for people to actually be here and interact and talk with each other. And I think it's really important that we preserve that, even if there are other events and other efforts going on that are saying, you know, let's try to convince thousands of people that they should be using our stuff. So, you know, if there's a way in the future to integrate those in a way that does not step on the two purposes, then that's great. But I think right now, were we to try to suddenly go into it, you know, that the purpose of this conference is to get thousands of people involved in it, we might find that its existing purpose gets thwarted somewhat.
Well, you're going to get firmware interfaces from these manufacturers. So if you have 10,000 black kids from Chicago banging on their door saying, I need to hook it up, guys. And that's why you're not getting the phone calls answered. I talk to these guys every day, and I'm hammering them to convince them that this is the way. And that's why I'm trying to work with Peter. I'm trying to understand how it's going to happen. I don't understand. We're new. But I know that if we get the right ambassadors and the right people in the room and convince these guys, they're starting to listen. They're just now starting to listen. So let's massage them the right way. And the only way I know right now is guys who are using the software and have to have it, and they don't. That's the way they respond. I don't know how else they respond. I had to beat them up for 2 years. They're just now listening to me, but they're soft now, so we can hit them.
I think that there is something very important in this conference, and that I would like at least we keep somehow in the evolution of the name. And there was a D that was dropped and removed, which was Linux Audio Developer Conference, and it becomes Linux Audio Conference. And I would like the D to be back in the name. And this is a unique conference where developers can meet and discuss of technical things. And the strong point of Linux Audio is this community of developers, which is unique. And so I think that the first goal of the Linux Audio Developer Conference should be to keep this activity of meeting, of discussing between projects. And I think that even you should go further in that, in presenting all the running projects, in having the possibility for developers to get involved in new projects. We need to think about ways to increase the efficiency of the cooperation between projects.
Sorry, it's what's your phone? Oh,
okay.
Then we can skip one.
Hi, this is Ricardo Climent from University of Manchester. I actually would like to see the, I like the idea of removing the D of developers because we are a bunch of people from in England and Northern Ireland who are not really developers. And maybe we are the kind of background people or extended audience you are looking for as developers. And the reason we are here is not because we want to become programmers, but to learn beyond the commercial tools we have in our schools. We have schools running Pro Tools, running Macintosh only. And we like to do maybe one-off experiment to see if we can do, I don't know, maybe someone mentioned summer courses based on open source only. And I have to say we had a lot of fun just coming here, learning tools. I already ran some of them in my laptop. we don't have much experience with Linux. I mean, I think since the Debian, the Moody version, and the ICMC, I haven't touched Linux at all. But I think it's a very interesting experience. And if you close this to the development or the developers only, you are not reaching people like us that I think will expand. I think the day is a call that you are, as our developers are looking for.
There is no
to reach a pop with their
own. To make an apostle, just
yeah.
There is no reason. We need users also, and we need feedback, and you need developers to use your software. So there is no reason to make a decision.
I think it's not exclusive. As we as you can still. But you, as developers, can discuss issues, very focused on the subject area, and still run workshops, and still even open the concerts to a much wider audience. We are all composers here. And so you could have some sort of concepts that are really related to the tool, but maybe some others that have no relation whatsoever, and see how, you know, sort of the difference. And then you could reach, I don't know, maybe a call for pieces, a much wider audience. People have come here to have their pieces played, but at the same time, as we did, just to learn more about the tool as users.
I wanted to add that, I mean, the open source way of dealing with things is that we have got the developers on the one side and the users on the other side, and there is always some communication going on as compared to closed source projects. But I agree as well that there is a need for the developers to have a platform where they can meet in person and discuss things. We tried this year to have like a lot of workshops going on as well. Probably it was too much split over the 4 days. So I thought of probably doing what would be a good idea would be to have like developers meeting already on Thursday, for example, and Friday, having then all the developments discussion going on, and then have like an open day on Saturday or on Sunday where there are only workshops and people can come. And because I think it's as well for someone who just wants to try out to be there for the 4 days and then have one workshop going on one day, and it's probably good to have one day where we open it, so we have an open day where users can come and check out, I don't know, probably.
Okay, I just wanted to, first of all, note that the reason I'm coming here is to put faces on names. And that's actually the most important reason for me to be here. And I think that is also the primary reason for a lot of people here. And it's important because there are only medium of communication is usually mail or IRC, which are both non-verbal, and sometimes knowing somebody's style in saying things helps to avoid things. And I think that that this is grease for getting things going, and also it speeds up the things, and that's the primary goal I think we should try to maintain, because that's why we are coming here. And now, maybe we should extend, indeed, as you are suggesting, the conference a little bit towards users, but maybe concentrate it, because without the developers being present, you're not going to be able to present something to the users. So I think I kind of like what you're proposing there. I also have a relay from IRC, which I should maybe make, but it's regarding something else. I don't know if there are any comments on what I just said, or everybody just agreed.
We have got a phone over there. One other here.
Hi, I'm Simon Smith from Manchester. I'm interested to about the definition between what would be a developer's paper, maybe, and what would be a user's paper, because I found some of the Ambisonic stuff to be really very useful from a user point of view, and a lot of those are kind of transferable bits of information. But obviously stuff like what you're developing, the FreeBob stuff, is really kind of heavy developer stuff, and I kind of think that's really useful to kind of maybe separate that out. Well, it's been really interesting. So I'd be interested to know how you would actually kind of, when you get down to the nitty gritty, separate that out. And one kind of small point about if networking is so important, which I think it really is, maybe look at some of the kind of things beyond papers and beyond talks and workshops, and that's things like lunches, getting people together, actually just forcing people to in the same room together in kind of close quarters, going around, getting people to say what they do, who they are, that kind of thing. I think that speeds up the process. It's kind of it's a suggestion for next time, but it's those kind of personal things that I think make a big difference. But I've actually really enjoyed it, so thank you very much from a user point of view.
Do you want to have some comments that you haven't seen?
Well, with respect to separating users and developers, I think papers are developers and demos are users. So it's rather easy, and the cross users are invited to papers too, but maybe it's more interesting also for developers to have a track of papers that are really developer oriented and have demos for the other things, because in a demo you can do, well, it's better suited to introduce something for users or for people. So that's basically what I would do.
Leon Tutter from Germany. I wanted to say about the users and programmers on the same conference thing. This is my first Linux audio conference, and I enjoyed it very much. And I was also here to put faces to names, as Peter put it. And what I wanted to suggest is that for the programs, there have been different talks of different difficulties. Some have been very heavy on you should know the theme, or you should know what it is about, and it goes pretty deep, and some of them have been more
introductory,
yes. And it would be cool to have something on the program, something that for the events on the timetable, something that says that's like more user level or that's more developer level, especially for users, so they can shop around. Yeah.
I do.
I have one small comment as well. I think I also want to say it. I think it's very important to open up to users, because, or potential users, because for every 5 new users we get, one of them might become a developer, and we need more of those. So. And I think, I mean, for myself, I think I first became a developer and then a user. But that's a one-to-one relationship. And for every 5 users that start joining, you get more feedback, so you know how to improve the program. So I think it's really important to get them involved in the conference somehow, or have some way of exposing like new users to Linux Audio during the conference as part of it.
Yeah, I agree with what Leonard said. I don't think, I mean, regarding the previous question, I don't think we can differentiate between, I mean, like papers and demos. I think it's just papers and demos, and whether it's developer track or user track will come up in the reviews, and maybe the organizers can, when you have parallel tracks, they can try, if they can, to classify things so that there's one track that's more technical oriented and there's another track in parallel that it's more user oriented, and that would take care of both audiences. But I don't think we can, you know, establish a line which is impossible between those two. I mean, which are not separate. I mean, I don't know how I would go about to classify something, but still. Maybe a level of difficulty for a newcomer to the concert conference.
By the way, I even think for the second conference we did have a separation between user and developer tracks, but then we somehow gave it up again.
Hello, I'm Dmitry Vekov from Russia. I think that original question was where we will have the next conference. People from Cologne are brave to host these hordes of Linux developers and users. They had such a beautiful presentation. And then the question will hang in there. So I suggest to vote for Cologne for next year. And then we'll discuss what will that conference be.
I think that's a very good point to stop the discussion in this room. I mean, there will be a live conference from 4-1, which will be soon. And I think maybe it's a good idea also to continue this discussion maybe on a specially devoted email list for talking about the Linux Audio Conference as a central place to gather this discussion. And then I would like to come to the conclusion of the conference before we go to the live coding and kind of relaxed kind of end of the conference, just coding together, and also the results from the open hardware workshop will also be presented there. So this is the point where we ask everyone who helps out during the conference to get on the stage to.
So it's probably not really representative, but we can vote, and everyone raise a hand who thinks that the presentation of Martin and of Frank was really good and that they will do the conference next year. So I would ask the people who agree on their proposition toward the conference, raise now the hand, and then we can go further.
Majority!
Okay, so it's fine.
So now we can very well combine this with our original idea, because originally we wanted to give Martin Moore very symbolically a t-shirt, but he took one yesterday. So now we only have one extra left. And this coincides with decoding the B-format stream. Actually, the PD people were quicker to get an internet access than the SuperGlider people. So, Frank and Georg. Yeah, but then I can't combine the t-shirt for the two things as a symbolic next organizer thing.
One final word before we do the next part, concluding the future of LAC stuff. Those of you who think they might be able to host the conference someday as well, should please contact one of us afterwards. We are putting together a mailing list where we want to collect those prospective posters and maybe give them later on a chance to see what we're writing currently, the how to LAC document. And this will perhaps give some inputs for the next coming years. We have a few interested parties, and those who think they could do it as well, don't underestimate it. Contact us afterwards and give us your name, email address, so that we can add you to the list.
Okay. So then I now want to ask all the people who helped out during the conference to come to the stage, so everyone can see the faces of the people who were backstage. I hope they're all in the room, actually. Some of them are, so.
Crash the stage, Garrett. Yeah. And for the rest, shall we already say one?
The
Yeah, well, we were still working. We were going to go move to the leak talk.
Come down there.
I'm sure the stream will survive for 3 minutes.
No, we were...
Actually, I just brought it down. So.
Well, maybe I'm going to go. The camera's still
one floor would be nice next year if we can. I can't get my shoes on anymore.
Volkmar should be on there. And Simon as well. I think we even still miss a few, but they're not here right now. Should I do a who's who? Or? Gus also helped out a little bit, but he doesn't want to be on stage.
Check, check! Hooray!
Yeah,
soon. So,
back of it.
Olaf, you should be here too.
Actually, anyone should be down here, so can you all come down for the
okay, I think this concludes the conference program. The fifth Linux Audio Conference here in Berlin. I thank you very much all for coming and contributing to the conference.
Thank you very much all for being here, for helping out, and
presenting the Linux audio community, I think, in a very good way. There were people coming from outside as well who were impressed. I think my highlight, I think, was the one of my highlights was the Seabass concert. I think it was quite nice. So many different nice people out there, and probably Volkmar has to say a last word about the concerts.
No word to the concerts. We heard the music. I personally was absolutely happy about the quality of the concerts and the possibility that we have some helpers from the cultural capital in Germany.
So, see you all next year. But of course, as every year, we have the group photo of everyone who is still there on Sunday afternoon. And we should do that here before we go to the Liedhof. So please all come to the stage and we make a group portrait. Everyone, no hiding. Martin, no hiding.
Thank you.